Eu dei um nono. Eu dei um nono. Na Uni eu dei um nono.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
When the opponent expands, I contract. When he contracts, I expand.
Well, hello, listeners. Welcome to an episode of Fathletic. Sitting across from me, COVID compliant, is Mr. Stephen Roth himself. How are you, sir?
Hello, George. You got me coffee in an Ellen DeGeneres cup, which I think is a little controversial right now.
Nah. You know what? Honestly, I don't think Ellen did anything wrong. Yeah. If you...
I beg to differ. I think she did everything wrong and she should get fired. Anyways, this is the first time we've had the intro play during the podcast.
Great and shout. It's great. Big shout out to your boy. What's his name?
His real name is Brian Robres. I don't know if he wants his last name out. God damn it. Well, it is anyways.
You're trying to be famous, right? Yeah, there you go.
He's a musician. I've known him since I was in high school. He's a great guy. And I was shopping around people that I knew that made music and I hit him up. And he was so excited to do it. His name is Black Sphinx on Instagram. I think that's what, two X's?
Yeah, at Black Sphinx, two X's.
Yeah, on Instagram. He's a great guy. He did the song for me in literally less than a week. And I love it. I didn't even hear the George St. Pierre part till just now.
No.
He's like, I'm not impressed by your performance.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. It's so good.
It's subtle. There's, yeah. And if you're not really paying attention to the beginning, you'll miss that whole kind of exchange as well. You do nothing.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, breaking news. I think this was this morning that I saw that Conor McGregor got arrested for indecent exposure in France.
Really? I know that he was getting drug tested by USADA, and he was like, I'm retired. Like, shut the fuck up. If you were retired, they wouldn't be drug testing you right now.
Yeah.
Like,
does he still have fights on his contract?
I think he does, actually.
Mm. He's like, I retired. Yeah, you got two fights left, bro.
Yeah. Well, of course he wants to retire. He beat Cowboy. He wants to go out on top, man.
Yeah. And Cowboy's fighting
Nico Price.
Nico
Price, which is an insane fight. If you've never watched Nico Price fight, that dude doesn't have a boring fight on his whole list. Every fight he's in is wild. Watch his James Vick knockout. When he knocked out James Vick from the bottom using an up kick, oh my God, that dude's a monster.
Yeah.
He lost recently to Vicente Luque in a crazy fight on that. I think that was that card where the UFC came back for the first time from during COVID.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That fight was a banger, and Vicente Luque fucked him up.
That whole card was
incredible.
It's like everyone was like, oh, we get to beat each other's asses again?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Those first, two or three events that happened, incredible. Like, the one where Amanda Nunes was the main event,
mm-hmm.
but it had, Sean O'Malley, and then a bunch of bantamweight fights. The Cody Garbrandt fight with the crazy knockout of Sun Tzu, where he, it looks like he throws his punch from behind his back and knocks him out literally as the bell rings. It's so crazy. Every fight. I love the UFC.
I love that it feels like we're kind of in a gym. Like, these two people, he came to your gym. You get to challenge. Let's see who wins. It's because it's quiet.
It's super
and it's like
quiet.
Everyone, you hear their
corners. I don't know if you heard or if you watched, because Bellator had their homecoming event last night, where it's their first one. And two different fights were no contested because of groin shots.
Oh, I saw the gif of that dude. He got hit twice.
Yeah, back-to-back spinning heel kicks to the nuts.
Yeah.
And the second one, they should have cut the camera. He was crying on the floor in agony, screaming.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever watched. I don't know. Cut the cameras.
His testicles probably exploded.
It was bad.
Dude, did you know that a benefit of fighting in Bellator is free vasectomies? So.
Dude, I just love.
Go.
I love that because there's so much animosity between the owners of Bellator and Dana White of the UFC. He's always shitting on them that all the guys that suck and that we cut go to Bellator. And Bellator's like, we're great. I don't know what you're talking about. And their first event back is filled with nut shots.
I appreciate that Bellator seems to be pro fighter, athlete, very pro. Like, they do their best with what they can to pay their athletes very well.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But that being said, maybe that's not the right way to go because UFC is still banging.
They're still banging.
Fuck the fighters, but these shows.
That's how we just lost what would have been probably the fight of the year, Dustin Poirier versus Tony Ferguson. We lost that because UFC didn't want to give Dustin more money, which he 100% deserves. If you watched any of Dustin's last 3 to 4 fights and any of Tony's last 3 to 4 fights, you know those dudes bang and they go hard every single time and they deserve $500,000 to fight.
Yeah, I agree. But it's also, you got to think about, like, where are they in their career? Because a lot of these fighters, you know, especially a lot of our favorites, we've just been watching for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cowboy is one of my favorites, but there's no argument that he's in the twilight of his career.
Yeah, he should have retired after the Conor McGregor fight.
But, I mean, like, who does he owe money to that he has to still fight?
No, but he literally says, he goes, I fight because I want to, I like to. He goes,
that sounds like somebody,
and he made enough from
debt.
He made enough from the Conor McGregor fight to set him up for a while. But he's got that ranch, and I don't know how much a ranch costs. And he just had another kid, so you know.
Doesn't he have like dormitories on that ranch? Like,
yeah, he brings fighters out. Yeah, he brings fighters out.
So Rogan's trying to do a cowboy ranch with comedy.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah. Just gotta suck that dick, bro.
Suck it. I will. I'll go to Texas. I'll suck all the dicks.
Texas seems like fun, but it's, you know, this was the plan for me. I came here.
So yeah.
Objective achieved.
I know. I'm going to steal you away.
This is my jumping steal you away. Point.
I'm going to be in Austin, and I'm going to like, George, come
dude, I'm going to pay this place off. I got to pay this place off, and then I have assets, and then we can see what happens.
All right. Well,
but I don't know.
I'll miss you. I'll call you every night.
I have to.
I'll be like, George.
No, you're good. George. You can just text me like once a week.
I will. That's exactly what I do. Dude, also, this does not have anything to do with fighting. You haven't sent me your origin name so we can play Need for Speed.
Oh, yeah. So. I've been just drift zoning the shit out of it.
Okay. Well, I was playing
earlier.
We'll forget about that. But the big news is that I finally watched John Wick.
The Baba Yaga himself.
Dude. Yo. It's dope. It's dope. It did not reach...
Before we talk about what you did like.
Yes.
I want to know what you didn't like.
Okay.
About.
This is what I was going to get to. It didn't reach my the hype level that I had expected. Like I said before, I was like, I felt like it was so hyped in my brain that it was never going to achieve what I wanted it to achieve. There was a couple things I didn't like. I wanted more of Keanu Reeves talking because he's got such a great voice.
No, we don't.
No, I really don't have any big grievances with the movie. Maybe my only grievance is that I watched it on a 27-inch screen, right, and with headphones on instead of like a surround sound system and all that stuff.
You kind
of
gotta sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, sit back and enjoy. I really did enjoy the movie. I thought it was a great movie. And I would put it in it's definitely in a top 10 greatest action films of all time,
right?
100%. But 100%, and Keanu kills it with the minimal dialogue he does have. One scene in particular when they're in, I guess it's like a church or something, and he's like an above, and there's a moment where like the guy's like, dude, it was just a fucking dog, and he goes, it's not just a dog. You stripped away my only opportunity to grieve, and I was like, that's a powerful line.
Yeah,
that's a powerful line. So I didn't really have anything I didn't like about it. Maybe it was paced interestingly with like the back and forth between the hotel and stuff, but I get it. You have to show the inner workings of the society that they live in with this underground kind of assassin thing.
Mm-hmm. They do a good job in that first movie, especially of setting up the groundwork for like who he works for. And
yeah,
the,
I was
the
getting
rules.
That. I was getting that, like where I was like, okay, so there's a little more probably that we can experience from here. If they wanted to build more from a movie, like okay, this is your central point is from here.
Yeah, they give you get a lot of John Wick lore.
Yeah.
In that first movie. What'd you think about the choreography,
dude?
I mean,
there's one scene in particular that I really enjoyed, and it's the scene in the hotel room where he's getting his ass beat by the chick. Because there's a moment where she puts her jacket in her mouth, and I was like, I know what she's gonna do. And she hops on him, takes the jacket out of her mouth, and wraps it around his neck as you would if you had a gi, like where you would choke someone with your own gi. She did it exactly like that. And now, I've never seen someone put a gi in their mouth, but I've had someone hold the, like a part of the flap of their gi and hold it up, and then when they get to a position, transfer it over and wrap it around. You see that all the time in jiu-jitsu, especially from the higher level guys, of using their gi to choke you or your gi to choke. I mean, because it's easy to choke someone with their gi. Like, I can grab your lapels and pull tight.
Right.
But to take my gi apart, like take off my belt, grab a part of my gi, and then wrap it around you, it's high level shit.
It is. And it's very fucking like Jackie Chan-esque in the sense of, like, this is all I got.
Yeah, it's all you got.
Here's my belt.
And if you were a trained fighter in a martial art like jiu-jitsu, you would use something like the clothes on your body to help you in any situation.
Yeah.
Like, I know so many guys that are like, dude, if I get into a fight and the dude's got a collar, it's game over for him. Like, I just grabbed by his collar, choke him out with his own collar. And that's...
Yeah, because you know that that dude hasn't defended that choke ever. He doesn't know what's going on. He's like, oh, why are you reaching past my head?
Yeah. And like, oh, I'm being squeezed to death now.
That was an anaconda.
That fight's great. That was dope. Willem Dafoe fucking kills it in that. I love Willem Dafoe and everything.
Right. I feel like I fell in love with him in Boondock Saints.
Same. That movie's incredible.
Yeah. The gunplay in that movie, I feel like, set the groundwork for something like John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Except John Wick was, I feel like they had a real gun expert on staff.
Yeah. I feel like with Boondock Saints, they were like, just put more guns and more bullets and everything's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like, yeah, it is. Like,
dude, our third act is a firefight.
Yeah.
Don't count the bullets. Don't worry about it.
No. I love that there is those moments in John Wick where, if you did count bullets, it would probably be accurate.
Absolutely.
Because he's like coming around corners and he's clicking. He's like, oh shit, I'm out of ammo. And he has to go back and he reloads. And there's moments where he's like, I'm completely out of ammo now. I have to go get another gun from a dead body.
Yeah. I have to throw this gun at that guy.
Yeah. And I don't know a lot about guns. I can't tell you what kind of guns people are using. I just know from Call of Duty that he had one of those muzzle brakes on his pistol that makes things go better. It makes the gun better. I'm like, I know that happens.
Well, what happens in they're called strike plates, actually. Mm. And so if you're on a handgun, for a listener, if you have a handgun, you put a 1.5-inch piece of metal at the end of the barrel so that when you put the barrel against the surface, the slide doesn't go out of battery. If the slide's out of battery and you pull the trigger, it's not going to fire. It's a misfire. So what the strike plate does is it keeps the slide from moving at all, and you can hold it against someone's skull with full force.
There we go. So there we go. See, I just saw that thing in like Black Ops, and I was like, I think I know what that does.
My buddy was explaining. I used to work at an airsoft store,
I got a buddy that loves airsoft
in another life, and we would regularly like have to smith things for real guns because they were interchangeable most of the parts, at least exterior. And so we were putting a strike plate on a Glock, and he looks at me, and he's like, you know why you're doing that, right? And I was like, because it looks dope.
Mm.
And he was like, no, the dude's going to definitely hold that against someone's skull and pull the trigger. And I was like, oh, like, you know? And he's like, I know.
Wow. Wow.
Because it's made for forward action.
Yeah.
It's made to push into someone, pop, pop, pop.
Wow.
And continue
moving.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's perfectly legal?
I mean,
it has
yeah,
one intended purpose. And they're like, yeah.
It's like one of those things where it's like, yeah, that's what it's for, but we can't tell you what it's for. Like, you know when smoke shops smell sell oil diffusers?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we know what it's for,
but
it's legal.
Okay. All right. But, dude, I really did enjoy the movie. I want to see the other two that are out there.
They're dope. Dude, I saw number three on an airplane, and I was like, this is amazing. This is fantastic.
Okay.
I felt weird watching a gun movie on like the aisle section on my screen that's like in front of my face, but I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I do like in John Wick, because John Wick came out in 2014, and it basically laid the groundwork for most of the gun games, most of the gun action flicks that were coming out in the future. Like the last, I want to say, 6 years of movies has had a lot of realistic gunplay. Like we were saying, Boondock Saints it's semi-realistic in the sense of like, they're real guns, they're regular guns, but it's like they ignore a lot of reloads, and it's always firing. But in John Wick, they did a good job of making the weapon a tool and a tool that fails regularly.
Yeah.
Because it's hard because Keanu's so good. I watch him on Instagram all the time run through fucking Terran Tactical courses.
Yeah.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that he doesn't actually have a security system in his house. He just posts those videos so people stay away.
Yeah, I would too. There was definitely a moment where I saw, because I'm pretty sure I've seen him do that same course. Because there was a moment in the movie where he has an AR, and he's pop, pop, popping with the AR, puts the AR down, pulls out a pistol, pop, pop, pops with the pistol, puts the pistol back, pulls the AR back up, and fires again. And I swear I've seen him do that same thing in one of those Terran Tactical videos.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's just the moves. Like, he has it figured
it's
out.
Almost like jiu-jitsu, where he's repped this so many times, you just put it on a different skin.
Yeah.
And he knows how to. That's what I appreciated about, like, Keanu, in the sense that when he does a movie, like, even in The Matrix, I think that's why we were so drawn to him in The Matrix, that he did his own stunts. Well, a lot of his own stunts, and he really took
yeah,
to the
Yeah, bro,
art.
That flying through the air was dope. He was great at that.
And then when he landed on the pavement, yeah. Fantastic. But like he really studied the art that he was doing. It wasn't yeah. just, oh, let's show up on set and fucking figure
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, that's the difference between an actor that's there for a paycheck and an actor that really loves to make the movie great. Like, people can shit on Tom Cruise all they want, but that dude will strap himself to the side of an airplane if it makes the movie feel more realistic.
I can't believe they let him do that. I still cannot. I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess at some point you're like, he's Tom Cruise. He can do whatever he wants, yeah. but somebody talk him out of something
you
once
would,
in a while.
You would think, because I know he's got to be insured. You would think the insurance company would go, there's no way. No, we're not letting yeah. you do that. No. And he's like, come on, guys.
He's like, I'll be fine.
Yeah. He comes back with 17 broken bones. He's like, well, I'm not dead.
But we got the shot.
Got the shot.
We got the shot. I pulled up some trivia facts from John Wick because we could talk about it while we go. But, oh, I was saying that there's a lot of malfunctions in the guns and in very gun-specific malfunctions as well that, like, if you pay attention, he clears... rechecks. He's safe with his handling. Like, his gun control in the movie is perfect because he practices.
Yeah.
And I love when you can tell that somebody knows what they're doing. I fucking hate when I see, like, an archery shot and some dude's elbows down. And you're like, dude, what are you doing? You're an expert archer. What are you, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But he pays attention and it looks like he just hangs out and likes shooting guns.
Yeah.
He's the Adam Sandler of gunplay. They're like, do you want to shoot more guns? Let's go.
All right. Yeah. There was I remember, because I had never seen John Wick, but I remember when there was the John Wick event in Fortnite, and you had to collect coins, and I didn't understand that until I watched the movie, where everything is based around coins in their little underground society.
Mm-hmm. It's very Greek in the sense of, like, because in Greek mythology, just question mark, this is my keyboard disc jockey fucking expertise here, but I'm pretty sure the Charon, the dude that you know, from
shout out to Zavala from Destiny. Man. Destiny, that's Commander Zavala for me.
Yeah, I know him from other things, but that name in Greek mythology is Hades' gatekeeper, basically. Oh, okay. And you have to pay him for safe passage. So that's why he's front desk. He's like, you got to pay front desk. Cause
I just remember when he called me, I got a dinner for 12 guests.
Yeah. Like, I love that aspect. Of
that's a cool little way
it's
to get
great.
Through that.
It's
yeah.
great. Where was I going with this?
All right, trivia.
Trivia. Just some fun trivia facts. Okay. My favorite one is that the director, Chad Stahelski, he was actually Keanu Reeves' stunt double in The Matrix.
Really?
So they've been working together for a while. Actually.
I heard that Lawrence Fishburne was so enamored with these movies, he told Keanu, he's like, you got to get me in one of these. And
yeah.
And he did.
Why not?
Yeah.
Fucking, hey, man, do you want to play Morpheus with doves? Yeah. Do you want to be Morpheus Mike Tyson, bro?
Yeah.
Play with pigeons and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to, it takes a great.
Is he in the second one or the third one?
I don't want to ruin anything at this
point. I'll just keep watching him. He's
a good character in the arc. Well, I'm excited for you to continue to watch these.
This series.
Fun fact, bacon grease is what they use to put on his face to get his dog to jump on him when he wakes up in bed.
That's adorable.
Simple tricks in Hollywood. You just, hey, let's rub some meat on him. Fucking crazy. In the original script of John Wick, the character was written as a 60-something assassin.
Yeah, it feels like they have a lot of old assassins.
But... I'm not convinced that Keanu Reeves isn't 60 years old.
Yeah, I've seen the portrait of that dude from the 1800s or 1700s that looks exactly like Keanu Reeves. I'm like, what's going on here? Is this dude a vampire? And the fact that he hasn't aged since Point Break, I don't understand.
What you do is you live the Keanu lifestyle and you find people who will give you money to do things you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And your life is
better.
He's
like, I'm learning jujitsu. Cool. Do you want to learn jujitsu for 3 movies? Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Would you also like to learn how to use a gun in a way that will make everyone afraid of you?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Like the way he manipulates it, he sells it. And I'm maybe it's just because I know he's an expert, but it's like... It's like when a guitar player picks up a guitar, he's played that guitar.
Yeah, yeah. And then he did that with guns. It's like, he's played with guns.
There is a
it.
Character later on in the series that picks up guns that you can tell picked up guns for the movie
uh-huh.
and doesn't necessarily enjoy it the same way.
Is it Ruby Rose?
It's still fun.
Is it Ruby Rose?
No. Though I do have different grievances with Ruby Rose
for being Batman the shittiest shit Batman. And
yeah, fucking Jesus Christ. Did you read the comics? Like, fucking, I'm so mad. Yeah. How do you ruin that character?
Oh, you know, with social justice. That's how.
Dumb. It's retarded. this was an interesting tidbit that I didn't know when I looked it up, that the story of John Wick, of, you know, his dog dies and whatever, yeah. is inspired by the Marcus Luttrell.
And oh, that
from
name
the
sounds familiar.
He wrote Lone Survivor.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I guess what happened was while he was on mission or whatever, he got a yellow Labrador puppy who he named Daisy.
Oh.
And then sometime later, he heard a gunshot, woke up, and his dog was dead in his yard.
Oh my God!
And so he picked up two Berettas and chased after the people who killed his dog.
Yeah.
Through like two or three counties, and then the police stopped those people before he could get to them. And then he said, Luttrell said later that I spared them because I've killed enough people in my life already.
Oh my God. Could you imagine though if like the cop pulls up both of them and the cop's like, what's going on? And he goes, he fucking shot and killed my little puppy. And if you're a good cop, you go,
Carry on.
Yeah. I got nothing to see here. I'll see you guys later. All right. Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to do a round around the block.
Yeah.
You do what you need to do.
I just saw a guy speeding, so I'll be gone. you guys handle your business.
I heard about an eighth of marijuana around the corner. I'm going to go check that out for a little bit.
That was another thing with when the cop rolls up, Jimmy, and he's like, what's going on, Jimmy? And he goes, you working again? He goes, nah. He goes, have a good night, John. Have a good night, Jimmy.
That would be such a cool, like, status to have, you know, just the...
Even the cops know. Even yeah. the cops yeah. know. Did you fucking murder people for a living?
And you're like, hey man, do we have to go clean up right now? Mm. Talk to me. What are we doing?
Mm. How many bodies?
It says, and this is obvious now, especially after three movies, but it says here that in preparation for the role, he trained 8 hours a day between martial arts mm-hmm. and gun handling for mm-hmm. 4 months. That just sounds like a hobby. I don't know if that's training for a movie.
And then after that, it's not like you're going to be like, well, I'm never going to do that again. You're going to be like, can we make more movies centered around my newfound skills?
Yeah. He's like, hey, man, don't you have a new gun that just came out? Where
put that
in the movie. Sees around the corner?
Yeah.
Let's use that.
Put that in the movie. We'll remake, what was the one with the curving bullet? We'll remake that with me.
Wanted. Yeah. Yeah. I tried to curve many a airsoft BB. Trust me. Many a. That shit not real.
No.
Let's see. Let's go down this list of. There's a lot of like, just like, did you know this actor?
Did you know?
I don't care about that.
Did you know Willem Dafoe sounds like if you were a frog? I see there's a wild black man entering your house right now, and I feel like.
Oh, the building for the Continental is the same one that they used in The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh,
yeah,
that.
It's right. In the stock exchange scene. Pretty dope. Fucking do like, hey, we built it already. Do you want to use it again? Sure. Why not? I felt this way, that's why. Okay. So I'm asking you, did you feel like halfway through the movie, you're like, fuck, what else are they going to do with guns? I feel like they're out.
Yeah, that's why. And it felt like it got a little more hand-to-hand towards the middle, where there's a great scene where at the club where he's getting his ass beat and he gets thrown off the fucking edge of the thing.
Yeah.
And he lands on his back, and I'm like, how are you not broken in half right now? Like, that's a 12-foot drop at
least. He is the Baba Yaga. That's why, bro.
I know.
He's probably got adamantium on his skeleton.
Yeah, when he sees the doctor, and he's like, so what's my range of movement here? And he's like, well, if you want these to heal, he goes, but if you need the whole thing, just take these pills, and they're going to tear open, but have fun.
Yeah, Max Payne. Yeah. Fucking take these.
Take these, two before you get into any combat. You
know? He had a lot of real usage of judo.
Yeah.
I appreciated
that. A lot
that.
Of judo throws, a lot of hip throws.
Yeah, a lot of
hip
throws.
A lot
of
hip throws. It was crazy.
And a lot of disarms, actually.
Yeah.
Like very creative, like judo into fucking jujitsu, yeah. and then like a couple of flying kicks and yeah. knees in there too.
When he had to, because he didn't have his hands were tied together, so he couldn't use them. But he ended up using the tie to wrap around the guy's neck and get to a position where you would probably do like a topside triangle, but instead just choked him out through that. I was like, that's dope. That's a good way to like throw that in there. And they were going at it for a bit, him and that dude.
Yeah,
like the whole half the movie. They were
and
going at it.
Like in terms of gun play, like there are just a finite amount of jams and malfunctions that can happen. So there were a few points in sequences where I was like, all right, we've seen him do this. We've seen him turn the gun, go around the corner, switch to a pistol, disarm, go back. Yeah. And
pop, two to the head, pop, one to the body. Pop.
But like you said, about halfway through, like there is a lot of hand-to-hand where you're like, oh yeah, I forgot he can do this too.
Yeah.
Like, because he does run out of bullets pretty early.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what now?
Yeah. When, it's like when he like when he's in the club and he comes around, he's like, oh shit, I'm already out. And it's like, yeah, you probably didn't expect to have to kill all the people.
Yeah, you packed for self-defense, not a fucking battle.
Yeah, not a whole mob like of people that you're gonna have to fight. It was great. Also, Theon Greyjoy, I loved watching him die again.
That poor guy. Fucking Rico.
He just has the face of like a person you kind of want to see die. You're like, ah.
Yeah, he looks like a piece of shit.
I would enjoy your death. I really would. Although the angle that he shows being killed kind of sucked because I kind of wanted to see his face when he died. But I guess they just gave that to John. John gets to see his face when he kills him.
Oh, here's a random fact. You said you didn't know guns. The pistol John Wick primarily uses in John Wick 1 is a Heckler & Koch P30L with a customized suppressor and compensator.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, is a compensator.
Yeah.
Which is what I remember putting on guns in Blackout. I want the bullets to go far.
Bullets go bang further. Mm-hmm. you are in though, right? You're gonna watch the rest of them.
I am gonna watch the rest of them. It was just like I turned the movie on at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Why? Why?
Because I had just gotten off work.
Oh, hang on, someone's calling me.
I just got off work, and I was like, all right, time to watch this movie.
Fuck. You should just watch it at work.
No, I can't. I got too many things I gotta watch over.
Oh, apparently, yeah, with fucking shit slamming on your foot.
Yeah, good. It feels great, man. Foot feels great. My foot was a balloon. Like, yeah. Feels awesome.
Have you seen Extraction on Netflix?
No, that is that the one with Thor?
Yeah. That one had very good malfunctions as well. Like that's what I like. The realism.
That one's
of
more of
guns.
A military style movie, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like since I feel like since John Wick, like it's been a very realistic turn of like, hey, you know, sometimes guns misfire.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think you ran out of ammo when it was just a jam. Yeah. Sometimes it's stovepiped, and how do you fix that on the fly while other people are shooting at you? It's things that you don't really consider when you buy a weapon, but if you. You know, I mean, not many people are, but if you're an operator and you're put under those circumstances, like, those are things you have to now consider.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you got shot in the arm. You're the last one left. How do you reload, re-rack, and defend yourself?
Yeah.
And there is a scene where I think he does have to reload his gun and re-rack it. I want to say he does it on, like, the guy's neck or something. He uses the guy's body to re-rack the slide and then pops him in the head.
Wow.
I was like, what a disrespectful way to go out.
Wow. Jesus. I got to check that out then.
It's fucking creative as fuck, though. It's amazing.
I did want to eventually narrow down an old 80s film that you and I should watch and then.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, what do you want to watch again? I guess, which 80s action star would you like to see?
I would like to see Seagal.
Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to watch. Fucking Out for Justice, is that what it's called?
All right, we'll watch Out for Justice
because I have a very vivid memory of some dude getting his entire leg blown off with a shotgun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And okay, I'm down for that.
But he made
there was that. One where him on a train, which was like the sequel to him on a plane, and I was like, all right, okay.
Was it snakes on a plane?
No, but if there was, it was definitely him. He was the snake. Look at that face.
All right, so we'll watch a Seagal. Have you seen Seagal's things recently? Like, there's been some things that like Tom Segura's posted.
I've looked at him, and I'm like, bro,
Dude, it makes me so mad that he makes Aikido look useful.
He's like the John Wick of Aikido. Because it's not. It's not in a practical sense. Is anyone ever going to come at you and you're just going to redirect them and everything's going
to
be fine?
If you're a Jedi, you might have to.
Oh, my God. Aikido. Well, I grabbed his wrist, and then he bowed down to me, and I disarmed him, and he didn't want to fight me anymore. No, he pulled a gun, and you got scared.
Keeping on John Wick track, that... They are in production for another one. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think I'm down. Just keep making them, bro.
How many do you want? Six movies?
I don't care.
Like a Fast 9?
Yeah, the same way I feel about Fast and Furious. Just keep fucking doing it.
The new one's going to be in space.
I know. I'm very excited for it. Yeah. I'm down.
That's always the move, man, right? Like when they had... Friday the 13th, they were like, just put Jason in space.
Yeah, dude, put Jason in space. Telling you, I want fucking Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Fast 13 versus Jason.
Yeah.
Fucking Dwayne versus Jason.
Yeah. At the end, Freddy comes out, kills The Rock.
Yeah, no, but it has to like happen on the moon so that we can have him drift a rover.
Oh,
that would
yeah.
be dope. Yeah. And then Han comes out for no fucking reason. I love those movies so much. And I feel like John Wick's going to be the same because you'll see later, like the... I don't think the other movies are groundbreaking in it, but that's not the kind of movie that this movie's trying to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, do you like gunplay? Cool. Check out what we did this time.
Yeah.
And there's always new guns and there's always new technology and there's always that flow of it's the gun foo from gun to disarm.
Well, whoever choreographs all the fight scenes should win an Oscar, and there should be a category for that.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Rewatching all of these things, it's reignited my passion for good choreography.
Yeah.
Because it takes time, you know, like comedy to get good. It takes time, and you can't just rush into it. I think I read that the club scene, that whole sequence, mm-hmm. that Keanu kind of ran through it, but did it on site. Like he's so good that they were like, "All right, this is what we're doing." He's like, "Okay, can we do it like this?" And then they're like, "Oh, wow. I guess that's how we're doing it."
Wow, wow, beautiful.
Yeah, fucking amazing.
Also, he was sniping dudes with that pistol the whole fucking movie. The moment he's gonna kill the guy he wants to kill, who's running in a towel, he missed his four shots. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on, I know it's a movie and they have to wait for him to kill him, but there's no way he chokes in that situation.
He's lost so much blood by then.
Oh my God. It's
he's so
recent.
Broken.
It's recent. Like it was. He didn't even get thrown off the balcony at that point yet. Like, he chokes so hard. It's like, bink, missed, bink, missed, bink, missed. Now he got away. And I was like, this is ridiculous. The dude's in a towel. He's not running. And also, that guy holds on to the towel the entire time he's running away. Drop the towel. Use both your hands. You can run faster. Because the entire time he's trying to hold up the towel, running through people. And I'm like, dude, just drop the towel. No one cares anymore. You're already naked. They're going to see your... It's either they see your dick or you die. Which one's more important to you?
Die. Hands down. Hands down, die.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they had John Wick pickaxes in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I must have missed that.
Yeah.
I think I was out. I think I really enjoyed Fortnite's like Star Wars shit. That was nerdy as
well. Well, what was interesting was that they had like a character that was like supposed to look like John Wick. And then they had a character that was John Wick.
They had John Wick. Oh, yeah,
they had a guy
right.
that was called the Reaper who looked like John Wick.
That's
and then they
right.
had John Wick.
They're like, hey, we're just gonna reuse this gun. Yeah. No one knows. What do you think? I don't know if you looked it up. What's John Wick's body count by the end of the movie?
Oh shit, I did not look that up. Probably somewhere between 50 and 60.
John Wick kills 77 people.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Straight murder.
Yeah. I love when he gets that shotgun, because I was like, I know that shotgun. I've played Call of Duty. And like he's getting ready to kill the guy, and the guy's like, chill, okay, I'll tell you where my fucking son is. Don't kill me. Jeez.
All right, next movie we're watching, Out for Justice. I think that's what that's called.
Okay.
Seagal, really?
Yeah, dude. Cheesy, bro, because he's a horrible actor.
Cheesy.
He's a horrible actor.
But he's a... And then we should watch where he's a sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
Or a deputy.
He had a TV show, didn't he?
Yeah, it was on Spike TV or something.
Love Spike TV.
Fuck. What happened to Spike?
It became Paramount.
Spike was like a ride or die for me. That's where I discovered like UFC and a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
Dana had brought it up recently. There was a guy that was on the Contender Series who said that he was a kid watching UFC on Spike TV, and it got him interested when he was a kid, and now he's in the UFC. And Dana was like, oh, you know how hype that made me? Because that's the stuff me and the Fertittas were talking about when we put it on Spike TV. We were like, yeah, it's going to get more exposure to fans, but there's going to be kids that see this shit that one day grow up to be UFC fighters. He goes, and that's what happened now. It's come full circle.
That's so dope.
That's so dope.
That's so dope. Fuck.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that.
Let me go back in time and let me train jiu-jitsu at 6 instead of karate.
I'm telling you, no, if you didn't strangle your fucking twin in womb, if you didn't use that as a gi.
Yeah, I use my ability to record.
You're not early enough.
Well, you know. Especially with today's fighters, man. You got to be so well-rounded. You got to be coming out that womb just spinning back.
Yeah, you got to be John Wick. I'm going to do that.
I'm throwing elbows in my mom's womb, and she's like, man.
I'm going to practice my gun katas from Equilibrium. Boom, boom. That's the best kung fu. It's stupid. It's cheesy, but I love it. Yeah. Kung fu, gun fu.
Yeah.
Fucking, have you seen Equilibrium?
Nope.
Oh, you're missing out. It's like, what if we made The Matrix on $50,000?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
It's so good.
Okay, I still have to see... We talked about it.
You have so many things you need to watch. Because
it was the something. It has the in the beginning of it, and
Into
it's a
the
movie.
Badlands.
Nope, not in the Badlands. But you already told me about that. You told me I should watch that, but it's a movie, and there's the in it, and there's a lot of great cinematography, and there's a lot of fighting, and there's a lot of things in it, and it's not The Room, because that's a different type of movie, but it was
The Raid.
The Raid. There
yes,
we go.
You should forego all movies that I have. Yeah, you should watch that one first.
That one first? Okay.
Because it's a martial art being displayed that's not normally displayed. Because
I know that there's a lot of, I think they took the choreographer from that thing, and he helped on the first season of Daredevil, I think, because there's a lot of hallway fighting scenes, and the hallway fighting scenes in Daredevil are dope, because it's closed space, and he's all like blind and shit. So.
It's dope. I think it's called Pencak Silat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Indonesia,
mm-hmm.
and it's cool because it's very Muay Boran in like old school Muay Thai, like top to bottom elbows,
dude,
like
you and
strike
me,
to
let's
kill.
Fucking go to Thailand, right? And let's learn some Muay Thai
don't
from the motherland.
Don't fucking tempt me, bro.
Cause I heard it's cheap too. I heard it's cheap. We could probably go out there for $1,000, man. Dude, let's train for like 6 months.
No,
because
you're gonna have some fucking 7-year-old putting dents in your shin, just hot. Just like that's how they wake you up. You don't even have AC.
No alarm clocks. It's a fucking kick to the face.
I do like that it's run like a stable, like a sumo stable. Yes. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But also means so much bullying.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
I don't speak the language. I don't know anything. They're going to be making me eat things that I know are probably just poop.
Dude, if we want to do that, you're going to have to start like randomly kicking me so I start just developing that reflex.
You see the corner of your door
right
there? I want you to kick
bro.
That every day. I want you to lightly kick that and then build up the amount of pressure you kick on that thing.
No.
Come on. Snap your knee in half. Come on, Anderson.
I'll buy a bag and build it up that way.
Okay.
I do want to put one in my garage.
You can just kick Aaron. Though. He's on the couch. He's not paying attention.
We should have a fight club in the garage. That's how we live shit. That's how we make money.
Fight club, dude. Well, we can't talk. Well, we talked about it. Well, now we have to do something else.
No, we can John Wick this shit. We can have fake dummy weapons in this fight. Like, and then we can go Russian with it and do 3-on-3. Have you seen those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those fucking brawls. All right, let's end this here. We can end this a little short. I do want to show you Calcho before you leave. Though.
Okay.
So where can they find you?
Okay, they can find me on Instagram at XWROTH. You can find me on Twitter at XWROTH_. I should probably figure out which one I want to keep so I can make it more uniform. But yeah, I'm Steven Roth. You can check me out there. I think I'm about starting a Twitch channel soon because I got a sweet-ass gaming PC and no nothing to show for it. So I'll let you know about that. But yeah.
Dope. Again, big shout-out to at Black Sphinx 2X's for the dope intro. I'm at the George F. If you want like what you listen to, check us out. Check out our website at thebuddysystem.co. We'll see you there. We're at thebuddysystemco on Instagram and everything else. We'll see you later. Talk to you later. Fight you later. Bye.
Fight clean, buddy.
When the opponent expands, I contract. When he contracts, I expand.